Month ago, I traveled from Tel Aviv to Haifa on the train, and the train was full of people, mostly are Jewish. And I sat, and in front of me, there was a soldier who looks Ashkenazi, very white, high, with black glasses on his eyes, and his gun was long and it was pointed toward my leg. And I have all these thoughts about in my mind about him, about myself, and thinking I wouldn't speak in Arabic. I don't want to pull attention of all these people who are around me and to be embarrassed or to have all these looks that is somebody, some Arab is sitting here. So I have all these thoughts about, also about this soldier who is very strange, very far. But at that moment, I had a phone call. And for seconds, I thought maybe I wouldn't answer. But I had something that pushed me to answer it. It was my mom. I couldn't speak with her in any language but in Arabic. So I spoke for her, and for a moment I looked at that soldier who sat in front of me, and he picked his phone and he started to talk to his father in Arabic. And I realized that that soldier is an Arab Druze who is sitting in front of me. And I didn't wait a lot. He looked at me like checking who is sitting in front of him, because I started another conversation in Hebrew and in Russian, and then I think in English also. And he couldn't stop himself from asking me how you are speaking so lot languages. And it was an opening for a long conversation, about 40 minutes to talk with him about his life. I understood from him that he is going to be free from the army in some weeks. And he's very, very anxious and very afraid what he's going to do in his life. And the whole conversation was shift how to empower him to choose the right steps to do what to do in order to be successful person, young person in his life. So the conversation ended by that. The train came to the last station and we went, and he like was my very, very close young friend. And for a moment I thought for myself, what could be if this conversation could be in Israel, in this place? Not just between me and him, but with other people who has this kind of ability to shift this conversation, knowing that I get it from my being in the school for leadership for 3 years.